thank the Lord we have the opportunity to worship him here today.
感谢主，我们有机会在一起敬拜。
Yeah, it's all by his grace.
都是他的恩典。
So before we start, so let's have a prayer.
在我们开始前，我们有个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们真是感谢你。
It's all by your grace so that we can gather together here to worship you.
是你的恩典，我们能够一起来敬拜你。
So we pray the Holy Spirit will move freely today in this place.
我们祷告，圣灵在我们中间能够自由的运行。
Can open our heart and open our inner eyes.
开我们的耳朵，开我们心中的眼睛。
So we can see what you want us to see.
让我们看到你想让我们看到的。
So we can be able to, we'll be able to know you and to follow you.
这样我们能够更多的知道你，也能够跟随你。
All this pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Right. So last time, I shared a story about this rich young man and how we can.Learn from the story, we can know more about Jesus.
上一次我分享的信息是关于一个青年财主。
So this time, kind of continue with this story and to help us to follow Jesus.
这一次我们还继续讲这个故事，然后让我们知道我们怎样能够来跟随耶稣。
So let's read the story again. So in case you were not here last time.
让我们再把这个故事再读一遍。
So it's recorded in Mark chapter 10 verse 17 through 31.
是在马可福音的第十章十七节到三十一节。
So we'll read rotate to with English and Chinese.
我们是英文和中文这个就是先一节英文，一节中文。
Okay, so I'll start on verse 17. So here is Jesus. So as he was setting out on the journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
18节耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother.
他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。
Look at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, One thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
And Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples, How hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God.
门徒稀奇他的话，耶稣又对他们说，小子，倚靠钱财的人，进神的国是何等的难啊。
It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
门徒就分外稀奇，对他说，这样谁能得救呢？
Looking at them, Jesus said, With people it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God.
彼得就对他说，看哪，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
Jesus said,Truly I say to you, there's no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake.
没有不在今世得百倍的，就是房屋、弟兄、姊妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
But many who are first will be last, and the last first.So we talked about last time that, you know, this rich young man came to Jesus and looking for the way to for eternal life.
啊，这里讲到一个年轻的财主来到耶稣的面前来寻求永生之道。
But he didn't know who Jesus is, and he just thought Jesus is a good teacher.
啊，他并不完全知道耶稣是谁，他只是认为耶稣是一个好的律法师。
And then when Jesus asked him about the laws, and he felt pretty good by himself, he felt he already kept the law very well, and he can receive eternal life by following the law.
啊，当耶稣问他律法的时候，他感觉自己感觉很好，他觉得他做得很好，他能够因着行律法能够得到永生。
But the truth is he didn't really follow the law because the law he's following has already lost the original meaning of the law, God's law.
Yeah, 他其实并没有完全来遵守神的律法，因为他所遵循的律法已经跟原来神所颁布的律法不一样了。
But Jesus look at his heart, his pursuit the eternal life, so Jesus loved him and told him, you lack one thing.
神看着耶稣看着他有追求永生的心，就对他就很爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件事情。
So Jesus want him to sell all his possess and give it to the poor and then follow Jesus.
耶稣就让他变卖他所有的产业来跟随他。
But because this young man is very rich, he has a lot of possessions, so he's not willing to give up. So then in the end, he left sorrowly.
因为这个年轻人他很有钱，他拥有很多的产业，他就不愿意变卖，所以他最后就很悲惨惨的离开。
And then he also lost the opportunity to truly know Jesus and truly know God.
他这样也就失去了真正来认识耶稣的机会，真正来认识神的机会。
So from this, we can see how important it is to know who Jesus is.
从这个故事我们知道，真正的来认识耶稣是多么重要的一件事情。
To know that Jesus is the Messiah, is Son of God, and is our Savior.
认识到耶稣基督就是那个弥赛亚，是我们的救主，是神的儿子。
So if we cannot truly know who Jesus is, even we come before him, we will end up sorrowfully left and empty-handed.
如果我们没有来真正的认识耶稣，我们即使来到耶稣的跟前，可能也就是悲悲惨惨两手空空的离开。
And the whole Bible is talking about who Jesus is.
整个圣经就是讲耶稣是谁。
But if we only study the Bible, we have a lot of knowledge, but not truly known Jesus. We still don't receive the eternal life. We just be like the rich young man and left empty-handed.
Yeah, 即使我们学了整本的圣经，对圣经很熟悉，但是我们并没有认识耶稣到底是谁，那我们也可能就像那个有钱的这个年轻人一样，来到耶稣的面前，最后还是悲悲惨惨两手空空的离开。
So after this rich young man left, and Jesus had a conversation with his disciples.
这个年轻人离开以后，那么这个耶稣就跟他的门徒有一个对话。
And Jesus said, "How hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God."
耶稣说，对于有钱的人来说，进入天国是多么难的一件事情。
And then he said, "With people it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God."
在人是不能，但是在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
So at this point, our brother Peter couldn't help but start, speak up.
这个时候呢，彼得弟兄就忍不住了，他就出来说话。
So Peter is just like many of us. He's quick to speak, and also he feel pretty good by himself.
Yeah, 彼得大概就像我们每个人一样，心直口快，而且对自己呢还感觉很好。
And verse 28, Peter said to Jesus, "Behold, we have left everything and follow you."
啊，在二十八节的时候，彼得就说，看呐、啊，我们已经撇下所有来跟随你了。
So from this statement, and probably can feel the pride in the Peter's heart.
啊，从这句话啊，我们可以看到彼得心中还是很有些自豪和骄傲的。
He says, "See that young rich young man couldn't give up his wealth, but we could."
哎呀，他的意思就是说，那个年轻人他舍不得他的财产，但是我们可以舍得。
And we had left everything to behind to follow you, so what should we be able to receive as a reward?
哎呀，我们撇下了所有来跟随你，我们能够得到什么好处呢？
So here Peter said he and other disciples they have left everything.Behind, this is a pretty bold statement.
彼得在这里说，我和其他的门徒都撇下了所有来跟随你。这句话呢，这是口气是不小的。
So I want to look at Peter as example, see if he truly left everything behind to follow Jesus.
我们现在来看一看啊，彼得他是不是撇下了一切所有的来跟随耶稣？
In the four Gospels, all recorded how Jesus called Peter.
在四本福音书中都有讲到，这个耶稣是怎样来呼召彼得的。
From the time and the place and the detail of the story, it seems like those Gospels are not talking about the only one event.
从发生的地点和以及细节上来看呢，这几件事呢，它也不是同一件事情。
The story in the book of John happened pretty early.
在约翰福音记载呢，是比较早一点。
And the story recorded in Mark and Matthew, they are very close, and we can see that's the same thing, same story.
在马可和马太福音中记载呢，非常接近，可能是同一件事情。
Luke recorded most details, but if with closer review, we can most likely still describe the same thing, same event as Mark and Luke, Matthew.
Yeah, 路加福音记载的更加详细一点，但我们如果仔细看的话，可能还是跟马太和马可记录的是同一件事情。
Okay, so then let's look at the Matthew first. The book of John first.
让我们先看一下那个约翰福音。
So I don't have the verse on the slide. So still we will read rotate. It's recorded in the book of John chapter 1 verse 35 to 42.
是记录在约翰福音第一章的35节到42节。约翰福音。
Yeah.So again, the next day, John was standing with two of disciples.
两个门三十六。他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
三十八节，耶稣转过身，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比，在哪里住？”
And he said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. For it was about the tenth hour.
四十节，听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
He found first his own brother Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah."
于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。”基法翻出来就是彼得。
Okay, so here is the story is like after Jesus baptized, and one day John baptized saw Jesus say, "Look, this is the Lamb of God."
耶稣受洗后有一天，施洗约翰看到耶稣就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
So, Andrew and John, they were the disciples of John Baptist, and they saw their teacher so, looked so high at Jesus, and they know Jesus must be greater than their teacher, and then they follow the Jesus.
约翰的门徒安德烈和约翰听到他们的老师如此称呼那个耶稣，就知道耶稣比他们的老师还要大，他们就跟从了耶稣。
And after they stay with Jesus for one day, they realize Jesus, they're convinced that Jesus is the Messiah.
他们与耶稣同住一天以后，就认定了耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
And then Andrew went to find Peter, and also Peter also followed Jesus.
安德烈就去找他的哥哥彼得，西门彼得，彼得也就跟随了耶稣。
Peter also believed that Jesus is the Messiah, and has a bright future to follow him.
彼得也认为耶稣是弥赛亚，也觉得跟随耶稣是有前途、有盼望的。
But not long after, and he found out that Jesus is not as popular or as supported by people as he thought.
可是没有多久以后呢，彼得就发现耶稣并没有他想象中的那么受欢迎。
And also he felt like Jesus is just an ordinary people. So then Peter went back to fishing.
Yeah, 他感到耶稣也就是一般的老百姓，所以他又回去打鱼去了。
Now came the second time Jesus called Peter.
那现在就是有耶稣第二次来呼召彼得。
So it's recorded in the book of Mark and Matthew and Luke.
是在马太、马可和路加福音都有记载。
So we will read the Luke chapter 5 from 1 to 10. Yeah.
我们下面看一下路加福音的第五章一到十节。路加福音第五章一到十节。
Yeah, also we will read, we'll rotate to read the verses.
我们也是一节英文，一节中文。
Yeah, actually 1 to 11, yeah, from 1 to 11. So now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. So that's another name for the lake of Galilee.
第二节，他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。
And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat.
第四节讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深处。下网打鱼。
Simon answered and said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets.
他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。
So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them, and they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink.
西门彼得看见，就伏伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken.
他的伙伴第十节，他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. So, what happened to Peter is really actually very related to us.
在彼得身上所发生的事情也跟我们很相信。
The Lord will call people more than once.
主会呼召人不止一次。
When we don't know him, and he will come to find us and call us, so we can come to know him.
当我们还不认识他的时候，他会呼召我们，让我们来认识他。
And then we will accept him as our savior.
我们会接受他作为我们的救主。
But after we are saved, we in the beginning we follow him with zeal and passion.
当我们被拯救以后，我们在刚开始我们可能会很热心的来跟随他。
But before long, our passion fades away, and then we return to our old life, old way of life.
可能过了不久，我们的热心就会冷淡，然后我们又回去过自己的生活。
And then, at this point, the Lord will call us again.
在这时候，主可能会再次的呼召我们。
And shine on us with His power and helping us to see, we are a sinner.And that we should follow him.
可能他会再次的光照我们，用他的全能和用他的能力和权柄，让我们认识到自己是个罪人，应该来跟随他。
And then we will surrender before him, and we can leave everything behind to follow him.
我们可能会再一次的奉献给他。把一切事情把我们所有的撇开我们所有的来跟随他。
I think in this part, Peter is a good example for us.
在这方面彼得应该是我们很好的榜样。
Oftentimes we were called by the Lord more than once, and you know maybe twice, two or three times, we still didn't leave everything to follow him.
我们有的时候神可能呼召我们一次或者两次或三次，我们可能也不会撇开所有来跟随他。
Yeah, instead, probably we are just like the rich young man, we are unwilling to give up the treasure and just could not follow him.
也许我们就像那个年轻的财主一样，不愿意放下在世的财宝。也许也就悲悲惨惨两手空空的离开耶稣。
Yeah, so Peter has a good reason to see that, because he gave up his fishing business and he left his family, so he followed Jesus to preaching gospel for 3 years.
彼得就离开了他的打鱼事业和他的家人来跟随耶稣。
Yeah.So, and also in Peter's own mind, he believed he will follow Jesus to the end.
在彼得的心意里，他觉得他可以从此以后就跟随耶稣到底。
But what he didn't know was that not long after that, when Jesus was arrested, and he denied Jesus 3 times.
他自己所不知道的是不久以后当耶稣被抓以后他有三次不认耶稣。
Also, after Jesus was crucified, he and other disciples went back to their fishing business again.
当耶稣被钉十字架以后他和别的门徒一起又回到了打鱼的事业。
So after Jesus was Jesus resurrected,And Jesus came to find him, well, and will restore Peter.
当耶稣复活以后，耶稣又找到他，要重新建立彼得。
I believe that story, we are all very familiar. We will not read through them.
我们都很熟悉这个故事，我们也就不读了。
So that recorded in the book of John, chapter 21.
是在约翰福音21章。
Yeah, from verse 15 to 19.
十五节到十九节。
So in that story, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
在那个故事里，耶稣问彼得三次，你爱我吗？
And Peter answered 3 times, "Say, I love you."
彼得也三次回复耶稣说，我爱你。
But the love the word the term Jesus used is agape is the love of God.
耶稣问彼得的那个爱是 agape 是神的爱。
But this time Peter is not pride anymore, and he dare not to answer the same love to Jesus. He just answered, "I follow you." That means the brotherly love.
当这一次耶稣彼得就不敢再很自豪的回答，用神的爱来回答，他只是用弟兄的爱来回答，说我爱你。
And then Jesus entrusted him his sheep, gave it to Peter, and then said, "You follow me."
啊，主耶稣就把他就让彼得来牧养他的羊，而且说你来跟随我。
And since then, Peter never left the Lord, and he remained faithfully until the end. Until then, he muttered.
从那以后，彼得就再也没有离开过主，一直到他一直到他殉道。
So now we look back the Mark 10 verse 28 when Peter said he had given up everything.
那我们再重新回到这个马可福音的十章二十八节。彼得说他放弃一切跟随主。
We can see yes, there's some pride in it.
我们可以看到，在彼得说这句话的时候，他的心里还是有一些骄傲。
He thought he did very very well and better than that rich young man.
他觉得自己做得很好，比那个年轻的财主要好。
But he didn't realize he just liked that rich young man.
他没有意识到，他跟那个年轻的财主其实是一样的。
Yeah, that rich young man feel like he keep the law very well and he can rely on that to receive the eternal life.
Yeah, 那个年轻的财主他以为自己遵守律法遵守得很好，可以通过那遵守律法能够得到永生。
The same as Peter, he thought he has given up everything, he can rely on what he have sacrificed, and so he can get a reward.
彼得也是一样，彼得以为他放弃了所有能够因着这样他能够得到奖赏。
But he didn't see what he's missing, just like the Peter, just like Jesus told that rich young man, he said, "You still lack one thing."
Yeah, 彼得没有意识到，他其实跟耶稣所讲的那个财主一样，所说一样，你还有一件事情你没有做到。
Somehow we are just like Peter. We feel we already very spiritual. We already very devoted and committed to follow Jesus.
我们有时候也是跟彼得一样，觉得我们已经很属灵了，很摆上了，已经非常的追求了。
But we cannot see our true self deep down in our heart.
我们可能看不到我们自己内心深处的自己。
Yeah, we feel we already our service, our offering are good enough, and we have given our all.
我们可能以为我们已经服侍得很好了，我们已经奉献了很多了，我们已经尽我们自己的全力了。
And we think, oh, we know, I know my situation the best, so I already tried my best.
我们可能认为我自己的情形我自己已经很了解了，我已经尽我们自己的努力来追求了。
But many times we forgot we are just a creature created by God.
我们可能忘记了，就是我们只是被神所造的。
We don't fully know ourselves.
我们真的是不是真正的认识自己。
Yeah, we don't know ourselves. Only God know us.
真的只有神才真实知道我们。
Because He made us.
因为他造了我们。
Yeah, also praise the Lord, He also have mercy on our weakness.
Yeah, 真是感谢主，他对我们是有怜悯的。
So we will pray, Holy Spirit will help us to give us the humble heart.
我们也是求圣灵帮助我们，给我们一颗谦卑的心。
Let us know we're always one thing we lack.
也是让我们知道，我们真是总是仍然缺少一样事情。
So we can continue to pursue in the journey to follow Jesus.
那我们这样就会永远在追求主的路上一直往前。
So we can fully dedicate ourselves. to him.
那我们才会真正的来把我们自己奉献。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we already also very familiar with, and that tell how we should dedicate ourselves.
其实像罗马书十二章的一到二节，我们都非常熟悉。这里也告诉我们怎样来奉献。
Yeah, let's read through them. So, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
So we are to present our bodies as living sacrifice. So dedicating our action, our behavior, our time, and resource to God.
我们要把身体献上，当作活祭，把我们的行为、时间、能力和资源都奉献给神。
And not only that, we should also have our mind renewed, so we don't conform to this world, but we will pursue God's heart.
不仅仅是那样，我们还要心意更新而变化，不要照着世界的标准，而是照着神的标准来思考。
And then we can live a dedicated life from the inside out.
这样我们可以过一个奉献的生活，是从里到外的。
Yeah, and also this offering is not a one-time thing, and we should continue our offering ourselves.
且这个奉献不是一次的，是不断不停的奉献。
Yeah, like in the morning when we break the bread, so it's another time we say, okay, we will commit ourselves to the Lord and to offer ourselves.
就像早上在我们擘饼聚会的时候，我们也是一个奉献，然后我们也是跟神来表达我们奉献的心意。
Yeah. In the book of Matthew also records the same story, this rich young man.
在马太福音中也记载了同样的事情。
In there, Peter asks that, what then will there be for us?Like, I did all this, I gave up everything, what will I get?
彼得在那里就问，我们撇下了这么多，将来我们能够得到什么呢？
So he believed that he has sacrificed so much, so he's entitled to receive some reward.
Yeah, 他是认为，他付出了那么多，那么他期盼的是有同样的回报。
But what kind of reward Peter is expecting?
那么彼得是他是想期盼什么样的回报呢？
If you read on the gospel, and we can see in the Mark 10 or in Matthew 20, talking about disciples, they are fighting or argue who's going to sit next to Jesus.
我们在马可福音的第十章和马太的二十章。就讲到门徒们就为了将来坐在耶稣旁边的位置争了起来。
They all want to sit in the high position.
Yeah, 他们都想坐在首位。
So actually, their goal to follow Jesus is still for their personal gain.
他们追求主的目的也就是为了自己的好处。
It's like they're making a trade with the Lord.
就好像
like, I did this and you give me that.
Yeah, 就好像他在跟耶稣做交易，如果我奉献了这些，我要得到这些。
And they still pursue the worldly things.
仍然是来追求属世的东西。
But in the John 21, when Jesus restored Peter.
在约翰福音二十一章里面，耶稣最后来呼召彼得的时候。
Remember we talked about, you know, the question Jesus asked and how Peter answered. The key point is love.
我们可以看在这里面看到最关键的是爱。
Only the love is the fundamental motivation and our purpose to follow Jesus.
爱是我们追求主的根本的目的和动力。
And only love can drive us to persevere to the end.
只有爱才能让我们坚持到底。
And that was what keeps Peter to the end.
也是让一直到让彼得到坚持到底。
Okay. So let's look at how Jesus answered Peter.
下面我们也看看那个耶稣是怎样回答彼得的。
And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there's no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother, father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, house, brothers, sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." Verse 29 and 30.
是哪一个福音？
就是 Mark 10 in the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we already read in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus know Peter's heart, but he didn't point out that Peter will fail later.
耶稣知道彼得的心，但是他并没有指出彼得最后会跌倒。
Because the time has not come.
因为时间还没有到。
But Jesus did point out that following him, what we will receive.
但是耶稣指出了跟随他要得到什么。
And in the simple word, it says we will receive 100 times as much in this age, and we will receive eternal life in the age to come.
简单的说就是今世得百倍，来世得永生。
Yeah, how can we? So let's look at what we are asked to leave behind.
让我们来看一下我们这个撇下的是什么。
Yeah, Jesus said we will leave our house, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, farms.
就是撇下我们的房屋、田地、父母、儿女和弟兄姐妹。
Those are very important things in our life.
这些都是我们生活中非常重要的东西。
And God, Jesus didn't force us to say, "Hey, you have to give up everything, all of this, and then that's considered following Jesus." He said, "Left this or that or that." He used all.
耶稣并没有说你要跟随我你就必须把这些东西都撇下，他只是用的或者。
Yeah, so what that means is when those things become an obstacle of when we follow Jesus and which one we choose.
他的意思就是说当这些所有的事情成为我们认识耶稣的阻拦的时候，我们要怎样选择
？Actually, this is the lesson of the cross.
这个就是十字架的功课。
So everyone have our own cross.
我们每个人都有自己的十字架。
Maybe for some people, the house is the hard one to leave behind. Maybe for some other people.Maybe their children.
对于有些人来说，也许他们的房屋是他们不可以撇下的。对于有些另外一些人来说，也许他们的儿女是他们不能撇下的。
For that rich young man, his money is his challenge.
对于那个年轻的财主，他的钱是他不能撇下的。
Because he has a lot of money.
因为他有很多钱。
But for Peter, he didn't have too much. Possession, so it's easy for him to just give up his possessions.
也对于彼得来说，他拥有的并不是很多，所以对他来说呢，撇下可能是比较容易一点。
But then Peter has other things, hard to give up. So we all have our own lesson.
Yeah, 彼得就可能有不同的事情，对他来说比较难以撇下。我们每个人可能都有自己难以舍下的东西。
And then we look at the verse 30, and Jesus said, it's very interesting. Jesus said, no matter what we give up for him, and he will let us receive 100 times in return.
在第三十节的时候，耶稣说，如果我们为了他的名撇下什么东西的话，我们会得到百倍。
So that means if you give up your house,And then Jesus will give you 100 houses.
那么是不是说，你把你的房子撇下了，你撇下一栋房子，你是不是会得到100栋房子呢
？So for those who have the investment or business mindset, they say, "Oh, this is a super investment opportunity, right?"
对于那些很有投资头脑的人来说，这个真是一个很好的投资。
But what about the parents and children and brothers and sisters?Will we get 100 parents, parents, children, and in return?
那么对于撇下父母和儿女，那怎么解释呢？是不是说我们会得到一百倍的父母或者一百倍的儿女呢
？I think we should look at this from a spiritual perspective.
我觉得我们应该从属灵的眼光来看这个回答。
Yeah, let's look at Matthew chapter 12.
让我们看一下啊，马太第十二章。
Yeah, verse 46 to 50.
十二章四十六节到五十节。
So we can read rotation. Yeah,
rotation.
Yeah. So while he was still speaking to the crowd, behold, his mother and fathers were standing outside, and brothers were standing outside, seeking to speak to him.
有人告诉他说看哪、你母亲和你弟兄站在外边要与你说话
But Jesus answered the one who's telling him and said who is my mother and who are my brothers
49就伸手指着门徒说看哪、我的母亲我的弟兄
verse 50, for whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother, sister, and mother. So you can see this 100 times of brother, sister, and children are talking about when we enter into the big family of you know, the God children, and then we will receive the 100 times of the caring and love from brothers, sisters.
所以这个地方讲的这个百倍的兄弟姐妹儿女指的是当我们跟随耶稣我们就进入这个神的大家庭那么我们就得到了百倍的像家人一般的关心和照顾
Yeah, 100 times is not, you know, it just means just a lot. Yeah, many, many.
Yeah, 百倍就是讲的是很多很多
And also for those brothers, sisters, thewho read the Bible very carefully, they may notice a detail.
如果你仔细读圣经的话，你会看到。
Yeah, there's detail that when Jesus talking about the things we put down, he's talking about the parents, it's like father and mother.
Yeah, 当我们撇下父母，这是指父亲和母亲。
But the 100 time return only said.Mothers.
当我们在百倍的回报的时候呢，只讲到了母亲。
There's no fathers because we only have one, coming father. That's our heavenly father.
Yeah, 因为我们只有一个天父。
Yeah. So in this sense, all the 100 times of the house and the farms are not the material things.
在这里所讲的百倍的这个房屋还有各种的这种物质的都不是这个物质世界上的这种房屋或者田产
But the daily provision God gives to us
是
Yeah
神每日给我们的供应。
And also the peace and joy and comes with it.
而且还有平安和喜乐跟着一起的。
Yeah, people in this world all hope they can own more wealth.
我们在这个世界上，我们世界上的人，我们都希望拥有很多的财富。
But in reality, people only can use very little of it.
但事实上呢，我们其实所能够所用的这些财富是很少的。
See, mostly people just think they can rely on their wealth when there's something happen.
Yeah, 其实我们就是指望着当有事情发生的时候，我们可以依靠这些物质的东西。
And the wealth can give us some peace and security.
Yeah, 财富可能是给我们有一些安心和一些安全感。
But does wealth truly bring peace?
但是问题是财富真正的能够给我们带来这个安心和平安吗？
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said that.
在马太第六章。
Yeah.It's verse 19 through 21.
马太第六章十九到二十一节。
It says, "Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. And store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth or rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal."For where your treasure is, there your heart will be so also.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So the more earthly wealth we have, and the more trouble we have.Because we need to manage them, we need to, some people say, invest them, and then we have more worries.
Yeah, 我们在地上的财宝越多，我们的担心也就多，因为我们要去想到投资各样的事情，所以也就更多的烦恼。
It doesn't truly bring us peace.
并没有给我们带来真正的平安。
But if Jesus is our provision,
如果耶稣是我们的供应，
and then we will lack nothing.And when we have a need, he's our very present help in trouble.
Yeah, 那在我们他就可以作为我们患难时随时的帮助。
So therefore, the reward Jesus promise is not material things.
所以耶稣所讲的回报并不是这个今生这个物质上的事情。
But the heavenly blessings we will receive in Christ.And actually, it is essentially the Lord Himself.
他所讲的是属天的祝福，事实上就是耶稣基督自己。
So He becomes our provision, our comfort, and our support, and become our peace and joy.
他成为我们的供应，成为我们平安，也成为我们的喜乐。
So no matter whatever we have given up for the sake of the Lord.He reward us with himself.
所以我们无论为着他的缘故撇下什么，他以他自己来作为回报给我们。
So here we can see the principles of the kingdom of heaven.
在这里我们可以看到天国的一些原则。
That is lose to gain, right? You first you let go and then you can receive.
Yeah, 所以就是先失去后得到。
Yeah, we lose the earthly things and we gain the heavenly things.
我们失去了属地的东西，我们得到了属天的东西。
We lose the flesh and we regain the spiritual.
我们失去了属肉体的，我们得到了属灵的。
We lose what we desire and we receive what God wants us to get.
也、yeah, 我们失去了自己想要的，但是我们得到了神想要我们得到的。
Yeah. So after this, like the 100 times return, and then there's one word people often overlook.
在这个这个百倍的回报以后。
Yeah. And there's one word people might overlook. That is the, that means the along with persecutions.
啊，百倍的回报以后有一件事情我们可能一般没有注意到，就是逼迫。
Yeah, the persecution comes along with the 100 times, blessing we receive.
啊，这个逼迫是这个百倍回报的这个相附加物吧？
嗯 ，Yeah, it's part of it.
Part of, yeah, 是它的一部分。
Yeah, so someone might ask like.Is that possible we only receive the blessings but we don't get the persecution?
啊，有些人会说，可不可以我们只得到这些祝福，不要有逼迫？
In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus says.
啊，在马太第十章。
Yeah, 24 to 25.
二十四到二十五节。
It says, disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher.The slave like his master. If they have called the head of the house visible, how much more will they blame the member of his household?
啊，学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样，也就罢了。人既骂家主是别西卜，何况他的家人呢？
So Jesus himself.He received persecution.
啊，耶稣自己也受逼迫。
For those of us who follow him, and we also receive his blessings, we will also face the persecutions.
啊，我们跟随耶稣，我们得到了祝福，我们也同样会受逼迫。
But the good news is, persecution is good for us.
啊，好消息是，逼迫是对我们有利的。
So if love is the reason we follow Jesus, then to endure, to receive the persecution for God's sake, actually is the best thing we can express our love.
啊，如果爱是让我们来，我们跟随耶稣的动力，那么逼迫事实上也就是我们表达我们爱的机会。
And we should embrace this opportunity, and we should, with joy and to run towards the persecution.
啊，我们事实上是应该抓住这个机会来跟随耶稣。
Actually, in the book of Acts, I recorded a story, and we can read just a little bit about it.
啊，在《使徒行传》有记录这样的事情。
That's recorded Acts chapter 5, verse 17 to 18.
啊，《使徒行传》第五章十七到十八节。
So the high priest rose up along with all his associates, and they were filled with jealousy. They laid hand on the apostles and put them in a public jail.
大祭司和他的一切同仁，就是撒都该教门的人，都起来满心记恨，就下手拿住使徒，收在外监。
So basically the high priest and they put the apostles in jail.
啊，就是这些大祭司把这些使徒放在收在监狱里面。
And the Lord saved them. And then same chapter verse 40 and 41.
啊，但是主救了他们。
Yeah, let's look at verse 40 and 41.
让我们看四十到四十一节。
He said they took his advice and after calling the apostle in.They flogged them and ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and then released them. So they went on their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name.
公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒起来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱。
So the apostles in the early days really set a good example for us.
啊，在早期的使徒，真是为我们设立了很好的榜样。
So they were joyful at the opportunity to suffer for the Lord.
他们为主的名受逼迫，是非常的喜乐。
He saw that's an opportunity to express their love for the Lord.
这也是一个为主表示对主的爱的机会。
In Romans 8:17, it tells us that if we suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him.
在罗马书八章十七节也告诉我们，当我们跟主一起受苦的时候，我们也会跟他一起一同得荣耀。
So actually, suffering persecution is a path to glory.
受苦的经历也是得荣耀的经历。
And Jesus suffered first, and then he received glory.
主耶稣也是先受苦，然后得到了荣耀。
And when Stephen was stoned to death, he saw the heaven open, and Jesus standing to welcome him.
当斯提凡为主的道被石头打的时候，他看到天开了，主耶稣在欢迎他进入天国。
So if we long for receiving glory in heaven, we will see the persecution really a blessing from God, because we can receive glory.
如果我们真正是渴慕天上的荣耀，我们也就不会把会看到这个逼迫也是一个很好的机会。
Yeah, and then in the last, Jesus said, in the age to come, we will receive eternal life.
最后主耶稣说，我们在末世也会得永生。
That means when Jesus comes, we will be with him.
也就是说，当主耶稣再来的时候，我们会得到永生。
So we all very familiar with what Jesus said. We should deny ourselves, carry our own cross, and follow him.
我们都很熟悉主耶稣说的，我们要背起十字架来否定自己，跟随他。
舍己。
舍己来跟随他。
Yeah. So when we think about the cross.We feel that's a hard thing. You know, very painful. It's pretty difficult.
当我们想到十字架的时候，我们想到都是一很痛苦的事情。
From the flesh perspective, it is true because what cross does is to crucify our flesh.
从肉体上来看，这个十字架确实是一个很痛苦的事情。
Yeah, and then our flesh will feel discomfort, and we will resist.
因为我们的肉体会感到不舒服，我们会拒绝它，拒绝十字架。
Yeah, but here Jesus, telling us we should not only focus on what we are going to lose on the cross.
在这里主耶稣说，主耶稣是说我们不要看到在十字架上我们会失去什么。
We should also see what we will receive.
我们同时要看到我们会得到什么。
So actually, when that rich young man, when Jesus tell him to give up his possessions, and Jesus also said, he will receive the treasure in heaven.
当主耶稣跟那个年轻的财主说，你要撇下你的财产来跟随我，你会得到天上的财宝。
But unfortunately, that rich young man only focused on what he's going to lose, and he didn't pay attention to the heavenly treasure Jesus talked about.
很不幸的是，那个年轻的财主他只注重在他会要失去什么，他并没有注意他会得到什么。
Or maybe even he heard it, he didn't fully understand what that means, the heavenly treasure.
也许他听到了，但是他并没有真正的明白这个天上的财宝是什么意思。
We just pray the Lord will open our eyes so we can be not like the rich young man, so we can see the true value of the heavenly blessings.
真是求主开我们的眼睛，让我们不要像那个年轻的财主，我们是真正能够看到这个天上的财宝。
Yeah, so we can know the heavenly blessings are has much higher value than the things we lose.
让我们真正是看到我们在天上的这个所得的基业比我们所失去的要大得多。
Yeah, even the persecution is also good for us. It's a way to bring us glory.
啊，即使是逼迫，也对我们是有好处的，因为它会把我们带进荣耀。
So if we have this vision, we will be just like the Romans 8:18. You know, the next verse it says, "We will consider our present suffering as not worthy comparing with the glory we will be revealed."
啊，如果我们有这样的看见的话，我们就会像啊罗马书第八章所说的。我们现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
So talking about having such a vision, just last Friday when we had a Bible study with the youth group.
在上个礼拜五我们跟年轻人有个一起的查经。
We were studying the book of Genesis, and we talked about the story of Abraham and Lot.
我们讲到的读到的是这个创世纪讲到亚伯拉罕和罗德。
So at that time they have a lot of livestock, so they decided to separate because the land is not enough.
是讲到亚伯拉罕和罗德的这个牲畜很多，地不够，所以他们要分开。
So then Abraham let Lot to choose, and Lot picked the.A watery, very a land, the plain that has a lot of water and you know very good for his stocks, livestock.
所以亚伯拉罕就让罗德先挑，那么罗德就挑了一块这个水土很肥沃的对他的这个牲畜很好的一个地方。
And then the Bible says, eventually.Lot moving his tents all the way to Sodom, and Sodom at that time was extremely wicked in the Lord's eyes.
Yeah, 所以呢，罗圣经上就讲罗德呢就慢慢的移动他的帐篷一直到那个快靠近那个索多玛，而且索多玛当时是一个非常邪恶的一个城市。
And we all know that what happened to Lot, that.He experienced a serious, you know, bad things in the end. The end is not good.
我们都知道罗德最后的结局，他最后的结局不是很好。
And then one of the youth asked me, like, so does that mean our Christians we should always pick the bad one, the bad options?
所以有一个年轻人就问我问我们说是不是基督徒每次你都要选那个最差的东西呢？
So I answer, no, we're Christian, we trust in God, but doesn't mean we're foolish.
所以我就说呢，我们基督徒我们信靠神，但我们也不是愚蠢的。
Of course, we will choose what is good and what is valuable.
我们当然是会选择好的。
But the thing is, our perspective is different from the world.
Yeah, 但是呢，我们的这个眼光跟世人的眼光不一样。
The people in this world, they are all like short-sighted. They only focus on what's in front of them, and they only care about the earthly things.
Yeah, 一般世人就短视，只看到这个属世的东西。
And for Christians, we see God's will, we see the heavenly benefits, we see there's internal values.
Yeah, 但是基督徒来说呢，我们看到。神的旨意也看到这个属灵的这个属天的价值。
So we see those have higher values, and then we choose those options.
Yeah, 我们看到这些比这个属世的价值更高，所以我们会有正确的选择。
So that means having a spiritual vision is very important.
所以这个属天的这个看见非常的重要。
And then how we should practice to follow Jesus?
那我们在生活中，我们怎样来操练跟随耶稣呢？
We cannot be just like Peter, like give up everything to follow Jesus. There are some people like missionaries. They have this special calling from God, but not everyone of us.
呀，我们也不是所有的人都像彼得一样把所有的东西都撇下来跟随耶稣。当然有一些这个宣教士，他们是把有神的这个特别的呼召，他们把自己所有的放下来跟随耶稣。但是我们也不是每一个人都有这样的呼召。
Yeah, so for us, I think we should start with the small things.
对于我们来说，我觉得我们就应该从小的事情开始。
So every day we face many choices.
每一天我们都面临的选择。
But oftentimes we don't realize that our choice have important, significant spiritual meanings.
但我们并不知道，在我们的选择中，很多时候事实上是有这个属灵的这个意义在里面的。
For example, if we schedule our every daily activities.
比方说我们每一天安排我们的活动。
Before we realize, we always put the God things, you know, the matters regarding God's house, put them to the end.
事实上我们常常是把神家里的事是放在最后的。
We feel all these things are very important because the kids want to go to there, and all that thing is important because we can make some money from it.
Yeah, 我们常常是觉得哦，我们要去这个活动，因为孩子要去，或者是说我们要去另外一个什么事情，因为可以挣到一些钱。
So we come up many excuses, and in the end, we don't have time for church.
Yeah, 我们常常又是找些借口，到最后呢，我们就可能没有时间来教会。
It's not just about Sunday service.We have there are other gatherings like Bible study or prayer meeting or other serving, the church, ministry.
也不光是这个主日的敬拜，我们其实还有比如说查经，还有祷告会，而且还有在教会别的服事。
Yeah, we may think, oh, there are so many people in the church, so it's okay, it's not a big deal for me not to come this time.
Yeah, 也许你就会想，哦，教会有那么多人，少了我一个也没有关系。
So it is true, yes, there are many other people, but the greatest loss is on ourselves.
确实的，教会还有别的弟兄姐妹，但是的话，真正呢，在这个如果你没有参与的话，可能真正这个是你受到了损失。
Because we missed the opportunity to express our love for God.
因为我们真是就这样的话就失去了对耶稣表达我们爱情的这个机会。
And we lost the opportunity to give up something to for the sake of the Lord, and then we can receive more blessings from Him.
Yeah, 我们可能就失去了为着主的缘故撇下一些事情的这个机会，那么我们也就没有得到这个属天的这个祝福。
So gradually our relationship with the Lord will become further and further.
也许慢慢的跟神的这个关系就越来越远了。
What God really care about is our attitude, is our heart, if our heart towards Him.
Yeah, 神真正的在意的是我们对他的这个态度。
If we are willing to put down ourselves for Him.
如果我们愿意为着他放下自己。
So God doesn't need our house, our farm, our family.
Yeah, 神并不真正需要我们的金钱或者我们的房子或者我们的家庭。
Because all those things he gave to us.
因为这些事情都是他给我们的。
So I'll share another story I just remember a long time.
我现在分享一个我记得很久以前的一件事情。
Yeah, a small little story. That's when I was in high school.
那是我在高中的时候。
I and a few other classmates, we went to another classmate's house.
我和一些同学到另外一个同学家里去。
And that classmate, she's very hospitable. She, prepared food for us.
Yeah, 我们那个同学呢非常好客，他给我们准备了很多东西。
And then while we're eating, she told me, "Oh, her younger sister is so smart."
在我们吃东西的时候呢，他就说他的这个妹妹非常聪明。
She said, she and her younger brother, sister, they were on the vacation, and just for 12 of them.
Yeah, 她和她的妹妹一起去度假。
And that time her sister just graduated from elementary school.
Yeah, 那个时候她的妹妹是刚从小学毕业。
And their mom gave them $10, like 10 yuan actually, to each of them.
Yeah, 她妈妈就给了他们每个人十块钱。
So let them to buy something they like on the trip.
Yeah, 让他们就在这个买一些东西。
And then my friend told me, her sister actually spent $6 to buy a clothes for her mom.
Yeah, 她的妹妹呢就花了六块钱给她妈妈买了一件衣服。
Yeah, that time the price is very low, so $6 you can still buy something.
Yeah, 那个时候呢价钱物价还很低，六块钱还可以买一件衣服。
So when they come back, the mom is really happy, and then he gives the sister more money to buy some stuff.
Yeah, 他回来以后呢，他妈妈就很高兴，又给了他这个六块多钱，让他再去买东西。
No, not $6, more money.
哦，又给了他更多的钱，让他去买东西。
Yeah, I forgot how much it is, because that's not important.
Yeah, 我忘记了多少钱，但是那个也不重要。
What I thought at that time was how happy the mom was.
Yeah, 我当时想到是，哦，这个妈妈当时会有多高兴啊。
So brothers and sisters, if we were willing to use the blessings God gave to us and for His purpose, how happy would our God be?
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们能够把神给我们的祝福再用在他的身上，那他神会是多么高兴呢？
So actually, we all understand those principles, but it's hard to apply when it comes to actions. We will become weak.
Yes, 我想弟兄姐妹我们都明白这个原理，但是真正当我们开始在实用的时候呢，有的时候我们会非常难的行出来。
Yeah, we all care about ourselves, we find excuse.
我们会在乎自己，然后呢给出借口。
One phrase we often use before God is like, although, but.
呀，我们常常用到的就是说，虽然这样，哎，但是。
Like although I know I should do this, but.
Yeah.
I have reasons.
Yeah, 所以我说，虽然我知道我该这样做，但是呢，我也有理由，怎么怎么样。
I think instead we should use a different phrase.
我想我们应该用不同的这个话来说。
We should use since this, therefore.
Yeah, 我们可能要用因为这样，所以。
Since this will please God, therefore I will do this.
啊，因为这样呢，我们能够讨神的喜悦，所以我就该怎么样。
I just pray the Holy Spirit will remind us when we facing the choices.We can give us a waiting for heart to obey.
Yeah, 真是求圣灵能够在我们做选择的时候能够指导我们，让我们有一颗顺服的心。
If we could overcome in those small things, and that will build up our faith and courage.
Yeah, 如果我们在小事上能够得胜，这样的话就可以建立我们的信心。
We know we can overcome the.Temptation and also will become more closer to Jesus.
Yeah, 当我们能够战胜这种诱惑的时候，我们会更加的跟神亲近。
And also we can taste the blessings, the peace, and the joy from Him.
Yeah, 然后我们更能够品尝到神给我们的平安和喜乐。
And then when the great trials and temptation and persecution come.We are able to stand firm.
Yeah, 当这个真正的逼迫和这个试炼来的时候，我们就能够站立得稳。
So David didn't face Goliath on his first day.
Yeah, 大卫并没有在他第一天的时候他就来面对那个哥利亚。
Yeah, he experienced God's power while he was shepherding.
他事实上在牧羊的时候，他是常常能够感受到神的这个大能。
Yeah. This summer I went to California to attend the WCCC.
这个暑假我去了这个加州参加那个西岸特会。
On the shuttle from the airport to the conference, I chat with the old sister sitting next to me.
也在从机场到这个住宿的地方，我跟一个老姐妹有一些交通。
She's from China to visit his her family here.
也她是从中国大陆来的，在这里来看她的来跟她的 family 在家庭看她的孩子。
Yeah, and that.WCC, she went with her family and to the WCC.
Yeah, 她跟她家里人一起来参加这个西岸特会。
Yeah, she told me that she lived in a rural area in China, and she has believed the Lord for many years.
Yeah, 她住在中国的一个乡村，她已经信主很多年了。
And there are many people in their gatherings.
Yeah, 他们
聚 1,000 people.
Yeah, 他们聚会大概有1,000多人，非常多的人。
And then I said, oh, I heard there are a lot of persecution in China. And I asked him, oh, you have so many people meeting their persecution from the, the government or the police.
Yeah, 我就问他这个你们有这么多人聚会，你们没有从政府来的这个这个逼迫吗？
And she said, yeah, there always be persecution all the time.
Yeah, 他说总是有逼迫。
And then she added, she said,Oh, we had had martyrs there before, so everyone is not afraid.
Yeah, 他说我们那里有殉道士，所以我们都不惧怕。
So although she said that really very commonly, but it was I was really shocked.
Yeah, 他说的非常的这个平静，但是我真的是感到很震惊。
In the North American, our Christians' environment is very very easy.
Yeah, 让我们在北美的聚会，我们真的是很轻松，很简单。
Yeah, the martyrs seems like far far away from us.
Yeah, 殉道士好像是对我们来说都是很遥远的事情。
At the same time, the church situation, is kind of lukewarm, not hot, not cold.
Yeah, 但是教会的光景呢，就是都是不太不冷不热。
But if we look back the church history.We can see since Stephen, the blood of martyrs has a significant impact in the spread of the gospel.
Yeah, 我们从看教会的历史的话，就看自从斯提凡以来，这个殉道者的这个血确实是对于这个福音的这个传扬是一直是有帮助的。
Yeah, so all the martyrs, the courage.The faith demonstrated by those martyrs when they facing persecutions has greatly encouraged the people around them.
Yeah, 当这些殉道者殉道的这些事情确确实实这个激励了在他们身边的人。
Yeah, they become the examples and to many people, and they bring revivals to the church.
Yeah, 他就是把这个激励了很多身边的人，以后的话确实是对这个教会的复兴是有帮助。
Yeah, it's true, just like in Revelation chapter 12:11, he said, they defeated the enemies by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. They did not love their lives even when faced with death.
Yeah, 就像在启示录12:11所说的那样，他们因着所要见证的道虽至于死也不爱惜生命，就胜过了仇敌。
So I couldn't help but think of myself. I often become very weak when facing even minor difficulties.
Yeah, 我不禁想到了自己，在真是有的时候碰上很小的难处就软弱了。
So how could I stand firm in the face of great persecution and battles?
呀，真是！如果在大的逼迫与征战中，怎么能够站立得稳呢
？May the Lord have mercy on me.
也真是求神怜悯。
And also remind me that we must practice our faithfulness in small things.
这也让我们知道，在我们就是在小的事情上要操练忠心。
Yeah, by the strength of the Lord, we can stand firm with courage.
就是靠着主，我们可以勇敢的站住。
Even though we will pay a price.
虽然我们可能会付出一些代价。
But it will change our lukewarm situation.
啊，但这样的话是会改变我们不冷不热的情况。
Maybe one day the Lord will look at us and feel like we are worthy, and then we will have an opportunity to bear a greater testimony for Him.
啊，也许主看我们是配得上，能够让我们为他做更大的见证。
Just like those brothers and sisters, they walk before us, they not loving their lives and overcome the enemy.
Yeah, 就像是在我们前面的弟兄姐妹们，他们真是不爱惜自己的生命，他们胜过了仇敌。
The last verse in the story is just Jesus said, "Many who are first will be last, and the last be first."
Yeah, 他最后的三十一节是讲，有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
Yeah, this verse were repeated several times in the Bible. I think that's also a principle of the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, 这句经节在圣经中有出现了好几处，这也是大概就是天国的这个原则之一。
Yeah, many people have different interpretations of this verse.
Yeah, 很多人对这个经节有不同的解释。
But from this story, like from the context, I feel like this, Jesus talking about that this young, rich young man feel he can, he kept the law very well, so he's first.
Yeah, 但是在这个经节里，我感到应该是，这个年轻的财主，他觉得他自己遵循了一切的律法。
Yeah, so the rich, yeah, he felt he's the first.
Yeah, 他觉得他应该是在前的。
And also Peter felt like he already gave up everything to follow Jesus, so he is also the first.
而且彼得觉得他撇下了一切跟随主，他也应该是在前的。
But because of their pride and because they feel satisfied with what they have, then they become last in the eyes of God.
Yeah, 也就是因为他们心里有骄傲，可能他们就会在后面了，他们不再追求。
Yeah, but on the other hand, if someone they just start out to start with like lust, but they truly humble and they repent and they earnestly seeking the Lord, and they will become the first in the Lord's eyes.
Yeah, 也许有些人他在后面，但是因着他谦卑悔改、竭力的追求，在神的眼里反倒成了在前面的。
So we are not going to talk about this here. So there's another story like the parable of the vineyard workers also talk about this.
Yeah, 在这个二十章的时候，葡萄园工人的故事也讲了这些事情。我们今天就不详细讨论。
So just pray that through today we can know how to follow the Lord.
Yeah, 我们就是祷告祈求让神帮助我们怎样来跟随他。
Yeah, let's have a prayer.
我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for how much you love us.
亲爱的天父，我们真是感谢你这样的爱我们。
Not only you forgive us, you save us from the bondage of sin and death.
你不仅把我们从罪和死的捆绑中解放出来。
You also want us to follow Jesus to walk on this heavenly journey.
你更希望我们能够跟随耶稣一直走着天路。
So we can receive all the blessings you give us.
这样我们可以得到从你天上而来的祝福。
How much you desire us to love you.
你真的是多么渴慕我们来爱你。
Lord, we pray you give us a humble heart, a obedient heart.
主就求你给我们谦卑顺服的心。
So we can follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以来跟随圣灵的指导。
I can leave behind everything and to follow you.
让我们能够撇下一切来跟随你。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.